take a look at all the four Gospels. Read and review them. Jesus never claimed kingship. So why does our family and faith, the church, celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe? Good question, Bishop. Jesus entered our world, conceived in Mary's womb, not to be king, to lord over us, as we see the rulers of our day here in decades, if not centuries, millennia past, but to announce that the kingdom of God is at hand. Not something up in the cloud, down the street, no. In the person of Jesus Christ himself, we have the King of the universe, the kingdom of God. In the gospel today, Jesus is on trial and is asked to prove his kingship as well as his kingdom. Of course, Pilate is out of his league. He just does not get it. He sees through the lens of this world, our own human desires or human accolades. He sees the Roman Empire. Jesus sees humanity's redemption in his suffering, death, and resurrection. Unknowingly, Pilate does not realize he's part of that drama unfolding for our redemption, our salvation. You see, my dear friends, in Jesus' suffering and death, he takes his kingly throne at the right hand of God the Father. The book of Revelation indicates to us Jesus has been true to his word. God always delivers on his promises. Jesus never gave in to the ways of this world. He changed them for good. You see, Jesus speaks of truth to Pilate. As Jesus testifies to the truth, he is the truth by shedding his blood, proving his kingship. Our first reading, the book of Daniel, instructs us what type of kingdom that is before us as God's children. It's an ancient and eternal one. Dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate great joy today, as I mentioned, the marriage anniversaries, for Jesus has made it so. In fact, in the sacrament of matrimony, the eternal King, Jesus Christ, has blessed your marriages. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, repeatedly has said that marriage is the most beautiful thing God has created. Marriage is the most beautiful thing God has created. A married couple reflects God's love and his image. Words of faith are reflected and shared in marriage, as well as words like thank you, and of course, forgive me. Appropriately, in the celebration of the Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood, we celebrate Christ the King's gift of marriage. The bond between man and woman, blessed by God. God bless you, and let us pray for each other. For Jesus Christ is the King of our lives. He's the King of the universe. Amen.